Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Drop Kick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey, welcome to episode 23 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I am your host, Heath Mulliken. And on this week's edition of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, we're going to take a look back at PWX Pure 2. We're going to have results from NAWA, results from EWF, results from PWX, the final chapter. We're going to have a preview of Chester APW this Friday night, a preview of Pro Wrestling Turbo also this Friday night, and finally, a preview of Golden Corner Wrestling presenting Seneca Fest this Friday night in Seneca, South Carolina. Behind the scenes this week for our patrons, which I actually already recorded. I've been fighting off a cold all week. I talked about an angle that got scrapped. I'm going to talk about how EWF pulled off two huge surprises this week. I'll talk a little bit about what's next for PWX following the final chapter. And I've got some big announcements regarding the SOS Custom Wrestling Network, which reminds me, hey, make sure you check out our sponsors at SOS Custom Tees. If you go like their Facebook page, they do a giveaway every single month to everybody that's liked the page. So if you like their page once, you're entered into a contest every single month, and then there's a grand prize drawing at the end of the year. Make sure right now you can go on over to SOS Custom Tees. You can find great memorabilia. You can find all the official merchandise for the Double Drop Kick Show. You can get you a Team Mulliken shirt. And also, don't forget, soscustomnetwork.com. We've added some new content to the network this week. It's only $4.99. You can sign up for a 7-day free trial. Hey, what beats free? Nothing. We've added this week, added an episode of In Their Own Words, where Austin Jordan sat down with me to talk about a ladder match he was in with J.C. Harper and Ace Armstrong last year for Three Count Wrestling. We also posted our first two episodes of 20-Minute Time Limit, where I sat down with a variety of wrestlers and asked them three questions. Really interesting responses from those guys. So check that out at soscustomnetwork.com. Let's jump right in. Be honest, PWX Pure, I was planning to go to that show Friday night. Had some family, late-breaking family obligations that prevented me from doing that. I've reached out to several folks for results from this show. And the only thing that I heard from this show unanimously was that Ethan Case and Slim J stole the show. Ethan Case getting the win over Slim J. That was the reason I wanted to go. I've seen Slim J multiple places in Georgia. And for him to have, excuse me, the opportunity to go up against Ethan Case, who right now is the standard bearer for PWX. I knew that was going to be a phenomenal match. And it did not disappoint, but from all reports, a great card put on there at Hebron Hall. NAWA, we want to welcome them to the program. Been talking with them in the show notes this week. There'll be their latest episode of their weekly YouTube show. Make sure you check that out. You can catch up with all the latest of what's going on. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to make myself familiar with a lot of their wrestlers. Some of North Carolina area that I'm not familiar with. But let's jump into the results. Lots of matches for NAWA up at the Morganton, North Carolina Fairgrounds this week. Patriot Pride, light heavyweight champion Thomas Extreme, he and Leo Pride went to a no contest. He had Sweet Dreams with Cool Breeze in his corner defeating Adam Thomas. Adam James got a win over Little Donnie. The NAWA Tag Team Champions Black Angel and Chris Anderson beat the Young Bloods. Then they had the Scotty McKeever Memorial Tournament, and in first round matches Big Donnie defeated Tony Bange. Hitman Hunter Thompson beat Justin Vice. Amp Amp Dominic defeated Stuart Snodgrass. And Leo Pride got a huge upset over Chase Brown. And then they had a match between James Brody and Bunkhouse Buck to see who could earn a title shot at the NAWA heavyweight title. James Brody not only defeated Bunkhouse Buck to get the title shot, but then right after that defeated Golden Gladiator 2, who was accompanied by Boris Baranov and Perry James in the ring. And so Wild Man James Brody, your new NAWA heavyweight champion. And what many were calling the match of the night, NAWA light heavyweight champion Thomas Extreme beat Cam Carter. You know, that was a good one. You had Bobby Golden defeating the masked intern. Adam James got a shot at Boris Baranov for that NAWA U.S. title. He got the win by DQ, but Boris holds on to the title. And then it was announced by Rev Slim that Deion Johnson had been suspended from TV for 8 weeks, and that back to his tournament victory over Stuart Snodgrass in the Scotty McKeever Memorial Tournament, that Stuart Snodgrass would now get credit for a win over Deion Johnson. So in the semifinals, Hunter Thompson defeated Stuart Snodgrass, and then Big Donnie beat Moses Iatron to advance to the finals. So it's going to be Big Donnie and Hunter Thompson in the finals of that tournament on June the 9th. Ash Phoenix defeated Chris Anderson in singles competition. Black Angel defeated Brock Phoenix. And in a big main event, Sweet Dreams and Stuart Snodgrass defeated Golden Gladiator 2 and Boris Baranov. And had Boris and the Golden Gladiator 2 won, Deion Johnson would have been gone forever. But because Sweet Dreams and Snodgrass won, the Perry James gang has to be split up. So Perry James, obviously not happy about the goings-on there at NAWA, went into the night holding most of the gold and left the night. He had lost the heavyweight title with Golden Gladiator, and now the Perry James gang must split up. You can check out NAWA on Facebook. Check them out again on June the 9th. EWF with an outstanding show Saturday night. Crowd of around 200. Aston Williams defeated TKO, who was debuting for EWF. Bay, who continued to show maybe a little change in attitude, a change in strategy. They defeated the Fallen Angels. Cruiser Lewis defeated Chase Loveless after faking an injury in a big, big title change. Adam Jackson and Mike Madden of the Unbookables defeated Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton to win the EWF tag team titles. Let me tell you the finish of this match. Very controversial. Very controversial. Of course, you had referee Tyler Storm refereeing this match. Toward the end, Chris Hamrick had his opponent in the figure four lead lock. And as Chris Hamrick was going back to apply more pressure, he was slapping his arms on the mat. What it looked like to everybody in the crowd was that Adam Jackson was nodding his head yes, that he submitted, that he surrendered, that he quit. However, Tyler Storm called for the bell and ruled that Chris Hamrick slapping the mat was the equivalent of him tapping out. So definitely a controversial ending, but the referee decision stands for the moment. And Adam Jackson and Mike Madden of the Unbookables are the new EWF Tag Team Champions. Jamie Lee and Oscar in tag team competition in an exciting fast-paced match defeated Austin Jordan and Austin Bullock, Jamie Lee and Austin Bullock, going back and forth over that Mid-Atlantic title. I'm anxious to see where their path takes them these next couple of weeks. And then we had the big main event. BB Naturally defending the EWF heavyweight title, the EWF heavyweight title been held up 2 weeks ago due to the controversial finish. And so before the show started Saturday night, the Unbookables came out. Perry James is barred from ringside for that heavyweight title match. But the Unbookables, led by Boomer Payne, said that Perry James had paid them enough money to ensure that Derek Driver was going to be the EWF heavyweight champion at the end of the night. All of a sudden, Dexter Myers comes out. Dexter Myers used to be the manager for the Sons of Steel there in EWF, had been gone for about 6 months. However, to everyone's surprise, Dexter Myers has been named the commissioner at EWF following the controversy at Combate de Mayo a few weeks ago. Dexter Myers named commissioner. And so as we got ready for this heavyweight title match, Dexter Myers wanted to make it clear that he'd turned over a new leaf, that he was going to operate fairly. And just before the heavyweight title match, he announced he was reinstating none other than Big Country. And Big Country came out to be the special enforcer for this EWF heavyweight title match to an amazing, one of the best ovations I've ever heard there in EWF. Crowd greatly happy to see Big Country not just back from his suspension, but also back from injury. However, oh my goodness. It was a great match. And then the Unbookables hit the ring. The Unbookables came out and got into it with Big Country. Referee Gene Perry was doing his best to restore order. And as referee Gene Perry had his back turned, Tyler Storm came out from under the ring, hit BB Naturally with a low blow, then escaped back under the ring. And when Gene Perry turned around, Derek Driver hit the fisherman suplex. And Derek Driver is the new EWF heavyweight champion. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there in 2 weeks. It was truly an electric night. Like I said, two big title changes, a hot crowd, great crowd, and the kind of action that'll hook you and keep you coming back. And who knows what's next there in EWF. And now you got Derek Driver with Perry James. Who's going to stop them? Who is going to stop them? What's next for Big Country? What's next for Tyler Storm? Who knows? EWF runs every 2 weeks at the Forest City Armory up in Forest City, North Carolina. Make sure you check them out, EWF Wrestling on Facebook. PWX had their final chapter at Cabarrus Arena on Sunday afternoon. Darius Lockhart was set to get a rematch for his ITV title against Chase Owens. Chase Owens unable to appear, so Darius Lockhart took on Serpentico in a great match and got the win. The Monster Squad of Joshua Cutshaw and Billy Brash defeated the Beautiful Bald Besties. The Man Scout Jake Manning defeated Effie in a special challenge match. The Ugly Ducklings in Texas Tornado match were able to defeat Country Jacked and retain those PWX tag team titles. However, after the match, Coach Mikey attacked and had his arm broken by Country Jacked. Hudson Envy defeated Sue Young in ladies action in an 8-man tag match that was precipitated by the Syndicate attacking these young men at PWX Pure on Friday night. Ian Maxwell, Cam Carter, Sean Legacy, and Mr. Sleaze defeated the Syndicate after by disqualification in an 8-man tag match that had everybody talking. Ethan Case defended the PWX World Heavyweight title against Tracer X and got the victory. And in the big one, the I Quit steel cage match, 30 plus years in the making, John Skyler exacted his revenge on Corey Hollis. Country Jack tried to interfere. Ugly Ducklings got involved. Katie Sparks also involved. And John Skyler finally got his revenge on Corey Hollis. And where do these two men go from here? I don't know. Where do these two men, where do their careers go? Not just in PWX, but everywhere. It's going to be interesting to see their friendship, their brotherhood forever broken, and their careers forever linked by this vicious, vicious contest, which will be up on the High Spots Wrestling Network. And as soon as it is, I'll be checking it out. You can also check out, if you are a subscriber to the High Spots Wrestling Network, click on Categories. You can go down, you can check out the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. Several of our promotions are on there. Three Count Pro Wrestling, Battle Zone, Golden Corner, SWA. We're now on the High Spots Wrestling Network. So if you're a subscriber there, make sure you check our stuff out. We would greatly appreciate it. Three big shows this weekend, this Friday night. Lots of great wrestling. No matter what you kind of wrestling you like, you're going to be able to be entertained. Friday night in Chester. Two matches announced as of the time of this recording. Jacoby Boykins will be taking on Kid Riot. And in tag team competition, Brady Collins and Andre Gunn taking on Sleaze and Mason Miles. That's a huge tag team match. Four young men trying to make their mark in APW and the Carolinas wrestling scene. We're also waiting to hear who Zuka King will be defending the APW heavyweight title against. You know, the last show, he did not defend that title. They had the championship celebration, and so it'd be interesting to see who his first title defense will be against. Actually, check that. Zuka King will not be at APW Friday night. He's going to be at Pro Wrestling Turbo. He's in it. Let's talk about Pro Wrestling Turbo there at the Croc Center in Greenville. Jackson James, Zuka King, and Devin Cruz facing off in a triple threat match. So I just answered my own question right there. Zuka King won't even be in Chester Friday night, but he'll have possibly the APW title belt there in Greenville. That's going to be a great triple threat match. Tracer X will be taking on Dean Richards, someone that I am not familiar with. I've heard his name mentioned many times. I'm interested to see this match when it's released. Ian Maxwell, this is the match that I'm really interested in. Ian Maxwell taking on the A-game Austin Jordan. First time these two men have set foot in a ring together. Rob Killjoy and Josh Powers teaming up to form the Duckfist Club to take on the Sons of Steel Friday night. In ladies' action, Savannah Evans will be taking on Jesse Jordan. And TK Stark taking on Beastly Brody, who's debuted there in PWX Pure, taking on Josh Powers twice now, and now be the other member of Bay, giving it a shot against Beastly Brody. Golden Corner Wrestling, also Friday night in Seneca, South Carolina, part of Seneca Fest, big weekend. Jimmy Valiant, Hall of Famer, will be there teaming with Deion Johnson. AWOL AWOL will be taking on the Rock and Roll Express. It was a year ago at Seneca Fest that the Rock and Roll Express won the Golden Corner Tag Team Champions, and this is the return match. And we'll see if the Rock and Roll Express can walk out with those titles again. And in the main event, a match that's never happened before. Dare I say, a contrast in styles. The Barbarian taking on Al Snow in what should be an exciting match. Definitely contrast in styles. Tickets only $5 for that great show. You can check out all those great promotions on Facebook, Chester APW Pro Wrestling Turbo, Golden Corner Wrestling. I'll be at Golden Corner Wrestling on commentary and also filming content for the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. So it is an exciting weekend in Carolina Pro Wrestling. I'm interested to see how Pro Wrestling Turbo does. They've sold out Front Row, which is tremendous. Lots of great publicity, a lot of posters out there. Golden Corner last year at Seneca Fest drew well over 250. I can't pronounce the name of the gym. Gillette Gym. I can't pronounce it. Sorry. Which is a great place. It's a great place for a wrestling show. It is just an old school Hoosiers type gym. Great facilities. Great place to watch a wrestling show. It'd be cool if somebody ran there more often. But that's part of Seneca Fest. So then we get into, then we're going to be into June. Lots happening in June. Lots of promotions running. You got your promotions like APW and EWF, SWA running every 2 weeks. They'll be running two shows. So a lot going on. And we're the only podcast that's going to be covering it all for you. We cover more than one or two promotions. We try to cover all of them. And you can go to DoubleDropKick.com, click on that events tab, and you can follow all the upcoming events. We update that every week. We update, I'm in the process of updating our results page. Part of the reason for that, hey, we're almost halfway through the year, and soon we'll be hearing the announcement of who's on the panel for the Carolina Pro Wrestling Awards. That's one of the reasons we started this podcast, to be a one-stop shop to get information about Carolina's professional wrestling. So thanks for listening. I'll be recording with Mark Whitman this week for the Double Dropkick Show. I'm sure he'll have thoughts on WWE getting $1 billion from Fox for SmackDown. And we'll be continuing getting back into the nitty-gritty of our Ultimate Fantasy Tournament, the second annual one. I'm excited for that. Got the brackets out. I've been looking at it, and should be some great stuff. It's always fun getting together with my good friend, excuse me, and recording some great audio content. So thanks for all your support. Make sure you go on the Double Dropkick Show, download, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all the great places where you can listen to podcasts. And as always, for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken. We'll see you at the matches.